Up next, we chat with Min from Ho Chi Minh City. But in the meantime, here's their track, Gossip.
Oh my God. You will not believe what just happened.
Come closer, let's gossip. I know you love the drummers, you're nodding. I've got you, come listen. It's better when it's none of your business. She likes her boyfriend, now he likes her too. What? There's three different people, don't get it confused. What started as friendship, now messy and cruel. I know you love the drummer when it's not about you. He told her he liked her when they were in bed. Immediately jealous, she got to her head. She called up her best friend, that dumb bitch was me. I told her to leave him at 7:03. And now I've got no friends at all, cause all my friends don't want to brawl. The only thing you're left to do is pass it on again. Closer, let's gossip. I know you love the drums, you're nodding. I've got shit, come listen. It's better when it's none of your business. Yeah, it's better when it's none of your business. Your kiss are hard, it feels just like fitness. Know every detail like you're a witness. So come listen, come listen in. Sides, cause I truly think neither is right. But only just they met on the guy. Cut ties and then move on with our lies. Lies, lies, but isn't it strange how the money, the likes and the fame can't afford you the guy of your dreams. So you have to go through from your friends, but that's none of my business. I guess I'll just go home tonight. Hold all the stories deep inside until the very day I die.
Let's
come closer, let's gossip. I know you love the drums, you're nodding. I've got shit, come listen. It's better when it's none of your business. Yeah, it's better when it's none of your business. You guess your heart, it feels just like fitness. Know every detail like you're a witness. So come listen, come listen.
Don't just tell me where your arms crossed, like I should've told you when you wear your socks off. Come on, don't just tell me that you're so tough, like I should've loved first. Don't just tell me where your arms crossed, like I should've told you when you wear your socks off. Come on, don't just tell me that you're so tough, like I should've loved first.
At least I'll turn it into dollars. If you're gonna waste my nights with all of your silly dramas. If you're gonna waste my time, at least I'll turn it into dollars. At least I'll turn it into dollars.
You don't wanna miss this.
Come closer, let's gossip. I know you love the drums and nodding. I've got shit, come listen. It's better when it's none of your business. Yeah, it's better when it's none of your business. You kiss your heart, it feels just like fitness. Now every detail like you're a witness. So come listen, come listen.
Don't just tell me where your arms crossed, like I should've told you when you wear your socks off. Come on, don't just tell me that you're so tough, like I should've loved first. Don't just tell me where your arms crossed, like I should've told you when you wear your socks off. Come on, don't just tell me that you're so tough, like I should've loved first.
And that was Min with Gossip, and they joined us earlier this week from Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And Min begins our chat by describing what their new single Gossip is all about.
It's basically about this friendship breakup that I went through 2 years ago, and it was very hard for me to process it because it basically happened overnight, and it was because of this love triangle. Like, my best friend's boyfriend fell in love with my friend's friend, and it got very, very messy very, very quick. And so I felt like I couldn't really tell this to anyone. So I decided to write it in a song. And the whole concept is basically being like, hey, I have a story. And I know that people love gossiping because at the end of the day, songwriting is just gossiping with a melody. And I'm just taking back this narrative of people being like, gossip is a bad thing when it's human nature for us to all be curious. So yeah, that's like the whole gist of the song.
So something really positive and constructive came out of a very messy situation.
Very, very messy, yeah. It was very, very, very complicated.
Did it stay that way? Did it stay messy, or were things resolved?
I guess like when it happened, I just really distanced myself from everyone. We really needed a breather. You know, it was a lot for everyone involved. And I guess, you know, everyone had to deal with it their own way. Everyone had to heal from the situation. My way was just songwriting. And it was 2 years ago. So I, you know, we've recently, you know, I played the song to everyone and everyone seems to be very happy and healed from the situation. So we're, you know, all on good terms. So it's all good.
Oh, wow. So they actually heard the song before it was released. How exciting.
Yeah. Because like we stopped talking for 2 years and, you know, I was in a relationship for 2 years as well. So after I went through my first breakup for context. And after the breakup, you know, I started to see more friends and, you know, I reconnected with those friends. And I was like, hey, like I wrote this song about the situation that happened like 2 years ago. I don't know if you guys will be mad at it, but I'll just give you guys a heads up and play the song for you guys because, you know, I feel like it's good courtesy to do so.
So tell us about the recording process for Gossip.
I recorded the song pretty recently. The vocals I did pretty recently, but I wrote the song 2 years ago, late 2023. So we wrote the song 2 years ago and I was very excited with the demo. Like I played everyone. It's very unlike me to, you know, be very excited about a song. The last time I felt like this was my first single, Fake Happy. So when I had the demo, I was playing with everyone. When I had shows and met artists from other countries, I'm like, hey, I have this song. It's called Gossip and I'm really excited about it. It's gonna be my like lead single for my project. And we had the demo for like a year, 2 years, and then we started recording the lead vocals like a few months ago. Finishing it off and finishing the production off.
And I love the rhythm and blues, you know, effect of the song. Like it's a great interpretation of that rhythm and blues sound, but from Vietnam. How amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really wanted the sound to be very chaotic, like the song and, you know, especially the post-chorus when it goes like, don't just stand there with your arms crossed. I wanted it to sound very much like circus, like a circus, like the dun 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 dun. You know, to really like encapsulate this idea of just the mess and the chaos that ensued in that during that time. And I'm so excited to perform this live. I know it's going to be like such a banger. Very exciting.
Absolutely. You've got some great live gigs coming up. Tell us about the shows that you'll be doing.
Oh my God. I'm super excited. We're going to hopefully do a tour next year, early next year. But my plan for the future, I have a show upcoming. I have an upcoming show in Taiwan, like next week. And then I'm going to be in Singapore and South Korea. And my first time in South Korea. So I'm very excited. We're going to be doing Zandari Fest. And I'm going to be doing Music Matters in Singapore and Pearl Coast Music Festival in Taiwan. So I'm very, very excited. These are my...
That is really exciting that you are actually tapping into the Southeast Asian music industry, music scene. And what an exciting time to be a queer artist in Southeast Asia.
I know. It's very exciting. I guess like it's good representation because they're, you know... I'm very proud of who I am and it's not something I want to hide. I want to just write music that from my perspective, I feel like it's very important for me to show my perspective on the world and, you know, for people to look at me as an example of you can make it no matter who you are. It's very important for me.
And an exciting time to be in Thailand with same-sex marriage recently being passed there and put into law.
I know, that's so cool. I feel like that should be the standard, but I'm very happy for Thailand and yeah, can't wait for more countries to just get on board.
Now, Australia has a large Vietnamese population and certainly, you know, a very vibrant queer Vietnamese population. What's your message to the queer Vietnamese folks here in Melbourne?
The queer community in Melbourne. I was in Melbourne like 2 weeks ago and we went to this like queer bar. It was called like Yaya's or something. It was like a Thursday event or something. It was very fun. And honestly, it was very exciting and it was very important for me to just go out and have fun during that time. My message, I feel like just be yourself, have fun. And I can't wait to just do shows there and just meet everyone.
That is so exciting. You were here in Melbourne 2 weeks ago. Our radio station 3CR is on Smith Street, about 100 metres from Yaya's.
Oh my God, is it actually? Oh my God. Wait, so I got the bar correct. I loved Yaya. It was so fun.
It's right next to Circuit. It's on Smith Street, and it's just a stone's throw from 3CR. It's really, really close.
Oh my God, so maybe I walked past it.
Quite likely.
3CR.
How does the queer scene here in Melbourne compare to, you're in Ho Chi Minh City, yeah?
I am in Ho Chi Minh City, yes.
And what's the queer scene like there?
It's very vibrant. A lot of drag shows, not a lot of clubs that are gay, but I guess like it's popping. It's becoming more of an understood thing, and it's very important for people to be represented in our community.
Tell us about the music that you're writing now. Anything new?
Oh, I'm writing so much music. I just went through a breakup, you know, early this year. It was my very first breakup, and it definitely inspired so many, many songs. And for my upcoming project, I am actually including 2 songs that I wrote in Australia recently. So I had like this whole EP ready with, you know, songs I wrote the past 2 years, 3 years. And when I went to Melbourne for this writing camp, I wrote 2 amazing songs with Glenn, Cody John, and Maribel. And I'm including those songs in this EP. So I'm very, very excited.
That is exciting. Tell us more. Tell us more about those songs.
So I don't know what I can say about them. It's, let me think. So this project, Gossip, is going to be on this project. It's my first ever EP. It's coming out this October. And what the emotion I want to capture is just really raw, honest confessions. I'm very inspired by Max Martin, Julia Michaels, and people who like true song singer-songwriters. And you know, the way I write my music, it's very confessional and very raw, almost word vomit. And I really want people to just relate. And I'm going to say a lot of things that, you know, we all think, but we are afraid to say. And I guess when people, I want people to, you know, feel understood when they listen to the project. And it's going to be very fun as well, because, you know, I want my live show to be like an amazing time. So the songs are upbeat. The songs are fun. And yeah, I'm very excited for this project.
That must feel great, being able to write songs about things that people are too scared to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, like for me as well, like I'm an introverted person. Maybe I'm an ambivert. I can be very extroverted when I'm at a party or at a social gathering, but when I'm by myself and my real thoughts come out, you know, I find it very hard to tell people how I feel. And the only way I can express myself is through songwriting. And I guess it's going to really come out in this project. And people might be shocked at like my thoughts and opinions, you know, because, you know, to everyone, I'm very like bright and jolly and easygoing. But, you know, I have like crazy thoughts, and I'm very excited for people to hear on this project.
Oh, tell us more about those crazy thoughts.
I guess the most recent thing was the breakup. You know, I really had to go through this breakup by myself, and I realized I couldn't really rely on other people to heal me. And I guess it's just reflecting on me during the relationship, me post the relationship, me before the relationship, because I really felt lost. And there were so many thoughts in my head about, you know, was it my fault? Was it their fault? Like, I had to really do a lot of self-work and, you know, reprioritizing myself during this time. And a lot of stuff came out. So, yeah, very exciting.
Wow. Very scary. You must have really, really, really felt better once you wrote these songs.
Oh, very much so. It was very therapeutic. Like, just like Gossip, I felt like when you know, the situation with my friends happened, I really didn't want to tell anyone, because I also shamed myself, because, you know, the first thing you want to do when something terrible happens is tell other people. But this happened to my friend, and I felt really weird going to someone else and, you know, going into a session, telling other people my friend's business. But then I realized, you know, after multiple sessions of not being able to write songs because I was so You know, I was forcing myself to not think about the situation when it was the only thing I was thinking about. And I was like, you know what? If I can't tell other people, I'm just going to put it in a song. And it clicked in my head for some reason. I was like, songwriting is gossiping with a melody. And I'm just going to give people what they want and what people love, which is gossip. And so in the song Gossip, I'm basically this, you know, gossiper. When in real life, I tend to not like being the person gossiping. I like to listen to the gossip. So I guess it's like me writing a song for myself.
Fantastic. Now, your career, your music career sounds like it's really taking off. Where do you think you'll be in 2 years' time?
In 2 years' time? Oh, my God. In 2 years' time, I really hope I have my debut album out. I hope to be on tour. We're working very, very hard to get these international shows. And yeah, just like traveling the world. I'm very excited to start. You know, we're doing bit by bit, making our first moves outside the Vietnamese market and international market. So I'm very, very excited. And just doing the damn thing, showing people that Vietnamese artists can do this international thing. And hopefully representing my country. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Min, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. I am so excited for this to be on air. Hopefully one day I can come to the studio and do this in person. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It has indeed. And I'm glad you love Smith Street. Glad you love Yaya's.
I know. Okay, and hopefully next time I'll come back, we'll go to Yaya and I'll do the podcast right after. Hopefully I won't be too hungover. 3CR.